It's true that we've indeed written to the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, and what we were saying as private citizens with persons with disabilities is reminding him that the government seems to have forgotten that there are people with disabilities within the country. We therefore see a situation where since 2012, the government has not commemorated the International Day of Persons with Disability, which is today. So in our letter, we are simply reminding the president to be aware of that and also to incline his government towards working with persons with disabilities in terms of development.
Did you manage to hand over your letter to the president?
I think to his numerous commitments with the Congress, we were not able to personally meet him. But we have sent this letter, and our hope is that as the appointing authority, he will also take this opportunity to appoint persons with disabilities as secretaries for disability within his party, but also realign government so that it is favorable to the wishes of persons with disabilities, especially to do with policy making and implementation. You may notice that in 2018, there was ratification of the United Nations Convention on Persons with Disabilities, but there have not been any alignment of laws even with the new constitution, which makes it difficult to implement some things that are progressive things that are noted in that convention.
This year, the International Day of Persons with Disabilities is focusing on the role of technology. Do you see Zimbabwe accomplishing this?
Well, not in the immediate future and not with the set of policymakers and implementers that we have. And our clarion call to the president to ensure that that situation changes. And it is our hope that necessary alignment will happen in government at all levels to ensure that persons with disabilities at least are able to access the technology, are able to access environments that they can operate in which are favorable to them.